This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Hot Stocks powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatish Anand and today we spoke to Nandish Shah of HDFC Securities. Well, before we go ahead and talk about his stock recommendations, let's also understand what he has to say about Nifty 50. Well, Nandish is of the view that as far as the resistance is concerned, 12,000 level seems to have become the ceiling for the Nifty. Now, considering the technical and derivative evidence, he believes that the trend of the market has actually turned bearish. But for bulls to take charge again, the Nifty 50 needs to close above 12,000 levels to violate the bearish setup. In fact, he also said that the immediate support is seen in the vicinity of 11,650 and 11,700 levels, and a close below 200 days moving average would actually worsen the technical setup for the Nifty 50. Now, let's also understand the three recommendations that he gives to us for Tuesday, that is 25th of February. The first stock that he has on the list is Westlife Development, which is a buy call for a target of 540 and a stop loss of 450. Here, the upside potential is around about 12%. Now, Nandish is of the view that the primary trend of the Westlife Development is positive, where the stock is trading above its 20, 50, and 200 days simple moving averages. Now, oscillators and momentum indicators like RSI and MACD have been showing strength on the weekly charts as well. Now, the stock price has already broken out on the daily charts by closing above the resistance level of 455 during the early part of February month. Now, the average volume of the February month is sharply higher as compared to the last few months, suggesting strength in the breakout. Now, considering the technical evidence, he recommends buying the stock between 484 and 470 for the target of 540, and a stop loss can be kept below 450. Now, the next stock that he has on the list is Hikal, which is a buy call for a target of 145 and a stop loss of 124. Here, the upside potential is around about 11%. Now, after forming multiple bottoms around about 117, the stock price has actually broken out on the daily chart on Monday with higher volumes. Now, MACD has closed above its signal and equilibrium line, adding strength to the existing uptrend. Now, the short-term trend of the stock has actually turned positive, where the stock closed above its 5 and 20-day simple moving averages. Now, considering the technical evidence, he recommends buying the stock between 131 and 127 for the target of 141, and a stop loss can be kept below 124. Now, Bajaj Auto, that's the last stock, which is a sell call for a target of 2,730 and a stop loss of 3,150. Here, the downside is around about 8%. Now, the stock price has actually broken down on the daily charts by closing below the support level of 3,000 with higher volumes. In the derivative segment, he has actually seen aggressive short buildup in Bajaj Auto futures on Monday. Now, the oscillators and momentum indicators are showing weakness in the stock on the daily and weekly charts. Auto as a sector is also looking weak on the charts. Now, considering the technical and derivative evidence, Nandish is of the view that selling the stock between 2,980 and 3,050 for the target of 2,730 and a stop loss can be kept above 3,150 levels. Now, remember all the three recommendations, these are not intraday trading ideas, but more of a positional play. So in case you initiate any positions based on these recommendations, well, do consult your financial advisor. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Hot Stocks. But do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.